Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The
Talk Radio
Countdown. The Great Day program now turns into a weekend review, the accompanying piece to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Jennifer Horn from KRLA in Los Angeles and Jay Kirshner from the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I happen to be Doug Steffen. We're here in this hour to go through the charts from Talkers Magazine for this past week and talk as we will, as we have time, about some of the stories and what we've heard, what we've talked about on our own programs relating to the top 10 stories, which, by the way, you can see every week listed at gooddayshow.com and talkers.com as well. So the preparation here, so the Talk Radio Roundup takes a stand, if you will, on these things, like you do during the course of the week with a lot of other issues. Some of these we may have talked about more than others on the Good Day program, and Jennifer has, I'm sure, talked about some of these more than others, but we normally hit all 10 of them at some point during the week. So for the listening and dancing pleasure of the folks listening to the program, here's the story list. At number 10, technology. I suppose social media goes in with that too, Jay. At number 9, immigration. What's going on the border? A lot of fiascos there this week. Oof, what a mess. COVID at 8. Don't you wish that would just go just go away?
Is that at negative 8 on the list?
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
The abortion rights discussion. Russia and the war with Ukraine, big bad Boris resigning in England. The economy's number 4. Politics number 3. January 6th number 2. And the violence in America is number 1.
And I think we have to add one to that list real quick because it happened probably after they created it, but the assassination of the former prime minister of
Japan. Yeah,
Shinzo
right.
Abe. Unbelievable. On camera it was caught. Anyway, I just want to add that on because
no,
it's
I think
a
that,
huge
that,
story
that,
now.
No, it's really big, yeah.
One of the things that we were talking about earlier, Jen, was the, and you would have known that had you been here,
I love how he shames.
Fighting words.
Yeah, right. So anyway, the discussion about guns in Japan, there virtually aren't any.
Yeah.
The gun laws there are a whole lot stricter than they are here and most everywhere else, so you very rarely hear about something like this, frankly. But is it a sign that violence is just spreading all around the planet? That there's so much violence there, whether you want to consider what's going on in Ukraine, that certainly is violence personified, and the things that have happened to various leaders, economic, cultural leadership also has been affected by this in certain parts of the world. Our country, we have been 300 incidents since the first of the year of more than 2 people being killed in an incident. So you look around and you think, last night I was having dinner with some friends. We were talking about the violent videos that are so prolific and kids and what they're doing with their time. And my friend and neighbor told me the story. He's a former police officer of a fellow that he knew who was so tired his son spent all his time when he wasn't in school sitting on a couch in the basement playing all these games. Wouldn't do anything, wouldn't go anywhere, wouldn't talk to anybody. So the father went down into the basement, gathered up all of these quote-unquote toys, all these videos, brought them upstairs on the lawn, and ran over them with his lawnmower. And the kid was like apoplectic, didn't know what he was out of his mind. And listen, sometimes you've got to make a point loudly in order to make the point. And I think
and, you
this
know, there's
is
probably a difference between that dad and the dad of the Highland Park shooter in Illinois, the guy who was murdering people on that parade route. His dad comes out. I mean, this is a kid. This guy, I don't want to call him a kid. I don't want to take it away from him. But
he's 21, isn't he? 22,
yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
Threatening suicide of himself. The police are called. Then he threatens to kill his whole family. And then his dad co-signs on a license for him to get a rifle before he's legally able to get it on his own. And then he comes out to save his own rear end with a lawyer that says, well, it's not about parenting, it's about the law. Well, there are laws
parenting
to protect against people like you, and parenting does matter. So, yeah, there's probably a perfect medium in between what your friend's running over toys with his lawnmower and this guy who's signing rifle cards.
So I'm just looking at the stats here. Since this guy in Chicago on July 4th shot up the parade, from that point to this point, 160 people have died in our country from gun homicides.
And you know where most of them are? Right there in Chicago, actually.
Yeah, Chicago.
There was 77 deaths, I think, over the 4th of July weekend.
Yeah. What is there about Chicago? What is the...
And they have, and this is the thing, they have really restrictive drug laws in, or not drug laws, excuse me, gun laws. In Illinois, just like they do in California. And yet, California is still the leading spot with the most mass shootings. And that's why a lot of people say, you're not going to legislate this problem away. We have got to make some societal and cultural changes, because you can't continue to think that more laws are going to help when... You have clear evidence in California and Illinois that they don't.
Well, the societal part of it is an interesting comment that you make there, Jennifer, because if you look at Chicago, I always think of the Chicago shows that are on, Chicago Police, Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, and you get an idea of what goes on. Is this real or is it Memorex? Look at this city. Apparently, according to police statistics, 4% of the city is affected by this. That is, all of the murders happen in a like a 4 or 5 block area, and it's like there's no law there. The police don't go in there. Mm-hmm. The people who live in there.
Being honest is going to tell you it's black on black crime. It's
just, yes, it is.
You know, they only like to talk about race in certain times, but in particularly in Chicago, and that's not the same as the gun violence in California. But in Chicago, it is black on black crime. Black people are literally killing themselves in this area.
Well, that's the case in other cities where there are a lot of blacks. St. Louis, for example, same thing. Baltimore, same thing. Philadelphia, pretty much the same thing. So there are those who are, what do they call, sociologists, who are saying that poverty is directly related to violence. And is that true or not? This is what these professors are saying, that neighborhoods with the most shootings are the ones that have the poorest population. And I can understand that. People want to get out, and the drug stuff is easy.
You know, I think that
used
to be true.
You don't think it is anymore?
Yeah. I don't. I think that it's shifting, and it's unfortunate, because I think a lot of times people would always think about the inner city, and they would think about... And that's why I think a lot of times race was brought into the picture, when really I think the greater problem was socioeconomic, because there was hopelessness, there was a lot of crime because people were running drugs or stealing. That, you know, there was a lot of crime, and I think it was more socioeconomic than it was race. Yet everyone always got very emotional about having the race argument. But I think now, at least, well, I live in Los Angeles, and there are no good pockets. Crime is going everywhere. I mean, look at the follow-home killing of Jacqueline Avant. That's in Beverly Hills, in a place where most people would probably have private security. It seems that it's spreading. So I think it used to maybe be more of a socioeconomic thing, but I really think as communities get more... become
blended.
More like, yeah, more like
blended.
Quilts. There's really no
mosaics.
Place to escape.
The people list this week from Talkers Magazine: Elon Musk is number 10. Jalen Walker is at 9. Putin's at 8. Clarence Thomas, 7. Ron DeSantis is 6. Donald Trump is 5. Cassidy Hutchinson is still in the top 5. I thought that was interesting. Number 4, Liz Cheney is 3. Robert Crimo is 2. He's the killer in Chicago, and Joe Biden is number 1. The lack of Brittany Griner not being on the list I thought was surprising, and so, but although the death of James Caan happened late in the week, it still is something that people are talking about with good reason, because Caan was one of those populist actors who could play almost any role, and everybody knew who he was, no matter what your age. So the fact he passed away at the age of 82, and Brittany Griner pleading guilty? What am I missing there?
They say it's strategic, I guess.
Really?
And that makes sense because haven't we already been hearing that she has to be convicted of something before they can hearings have to happen before they can try to get her out. And she even said to the judge, she's guilty of what she did, but she didn't mean to break any laws. She just, she wasn't thinking. And so she was trying to say, like, there was no harm or malice intended, but she did acknowledge to what she did. So hopefully this can move forward to the point of the U.S. bringing her home.
Yeah,
I thought what was weird is that Megan Rapinoe came out this week, and she's the soccer player, and she said, you know, if this was LeBron James, they would have already been rescued. And she says, well, if this was LeBron James, they wouldn't have even had to be there. And she's blaming the fact that basketball, women's basketball, is not popular in the States, and that the reason that she was forced to go to Russia is to make some money, and was kind of blaming the fact that the WNBA hasn't caught fire, which, I mean, what can you do? You can't force people to be interested.
You got to go to the WNBA game today, otherwise we're going to throw you off the cliff. All right, 16 after the hour. In a moment, a thought about immigration, which is number 9 this week, and what's going on in Texas after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
So what's the deal? As we get into the summertime, Calitrin always has a deal. You go to toploss.com. How do you take advantage of whatever the special is at the moment?
Well, right now at toploss.com, we have the big 4th of July special. This is the unlimited buy 3, get 3 free. So that's buy 4, get 4, buy 10, get 10. It's at toploss.com. You can check out online. We do have free shipping on that special right now, too. But if you want to do a mix and a match, or if you have questions, you want to speak to somebody on the phone, you can call us 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Now, mix and match would be like if you wanted to get, you know, a couple of liquid here, a couple of capsules, a couple of powder, and you wanted to mix and match that. We can personalize that by phone. So that's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Or again, you can go to toploss.com.
And use the discount code Doug when you check out for that free shipping. Lots of great reasons for you to work on your body. Make sure you're healthy. Use Calitrin to stay that way. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 19 after the hour. So immigration number 9 this week. Governor Abbott ordering the authorities there to apprehend migrants, the illegals that are coming in across the border. So now there'll be a big fuss and a fight with the feds who are doing nothing about this. Is there anything new about Abbott's order, or is it just send them back?
Well, the order is that the National Guard will be out there just to provide some extra help so that people aren't just thinking they can flow across. And, you know, it was interesting. I don't know how much you guys spent working on the attack that was actually caught before it became an attack in Virginia. It was foiled by police. There were 2 illegal immigrants who had probably crossed here through the open border who tried an attack in Virginia at one of their 4th of July parades, and they were caught because a neighbor said something, and the police followed through, and they realized that these people were going to shoot up a fireworks show. So, again, the border leaves us vulnerable to more than just drugs. It's still leaves us open to people coming from other countries that want to do harm.
Yep. Other countries don't have this kind of porous border, although they're having some of the same kind of problems in some of the European countries because of what's going on in Yugoslavia, but those people are not quite as onerous as the ones that are coming up from the south here into our country. All right, 21 after the hour, we continue with some of the things on social media next here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 23 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner reviewing the charts, our thoughts, things that we've talked about on the air. And then listeners, without the listeners, what the heck's the point of doing all this? So let's focus, Jay, on some of the comments on it seems that most of the comments that we have here are about shooting and violence and that sort of thing. Let's start with the shooting of this black guy who had a gun. He was stopped for some taillight thing, and then he got 60 holes in his body. Jaylen Walker, his name. Let's get a couple of thoughts from some of our listeners on this.
Krista Ann says, in my opinion, in regards to the Jaylen Walker shooting, 60 times being shot was unacceptable. The police have a duty to protect. He fired at the police. The man was doing things that were against the law. Did the police have any idea that he no longer had his weapon? Doubt it. However, the police were out of line when they fired upon this human being so many times as if it were a firing range.
Yeah, that's the thing. It isn't that they chased him around because he had a gun. I get that. But 60 shots, 60 bullets in this guy, come on.
And he was unarmed at the time he had left his weapon.
Well, I don't think the police knew that. I mean, it was dark. I don't know that they would have known that.
But that goes to say he wasn't actively shooting at them when they fired at him.
Shoot him in the leg or something. But anyway, okay.
They're not allowed to do that. That's
a whole other thing.
Yeah, all right.
And if it ricochets and hits somebody, some innocent bystander, it's a whole other thing. There's a lot of rules on police officers. Tanya Grafton says this man who was shot 60 times by police caused his own death. If cops pull you over, then stop. Do not hit the gas pedal and make them chase you. He was stupid to leave the car and run. And adds, I hope his family does not get millions because police killed him. That George Floyd caused his own death by resisting arrest. He was caught committing a crime. He resisted arrest and fought police, and that's why he was on the ground. And then his family got millions of my tax dollars, not there.
Well, that's the political rendering of this. The point is, what we don't understand, because maybe, and this is, I'm not crying liberal stuff, but I don't think if you're not in the color of their skin, you don't get what they are thinking. And not the right is right and wrong is wrong, get all of that. But in this circumstance, and in the inner cities, Jennifer was just talking a little while ago about most of the crime is black on black in these inner cities, and that's true. But there also is a side to living in the inner city where black people are afraid of the police. They stay away from the police. And the average, you know, then there are those that are committing crimes, and the police have to chase them down, and so it's a conundrum.
I don't know. If you look at the results of the defund the police movement, it is communities that have higher populations of people of color who want the police back in their community because their communities are the ones who are being affected first. And I do think there's a lot of information. We tend to focus most on the people who are black who are getting targeted by police. And certainly you need to see what happens here and why these officers opened fire however many times they did, 60 times. I mean, that seems excessive, of course. But we also don't hear about the stops usually with people who are white people who are doing the same thing. And I know people would, like, lose their mind going, well, it never happens, but it really does. It's just about what gets covered, unfortunately. Yeah. And any overuse of violence by the police needs to and should be and will be, I would imagine, investigated pretty thoroughly these days.
All right, question about high... High-powered rifles, and whether they should be in civilian hands. What do you get from listeners? Give us at least one example quickly.
Pretty close to 50-50. Diana Julian says, if anyone claims they need an AR-15 or the like for hunting, then they must be a bad shot.
That's a very, probably shouldn't laugh, but that's kind of an amusing, yeah. If you got to spray whatever you're shooting at with bullets just so you can hit them, you're probably not a very trained
marksman. Most of the time people are used not to be a party pooper. I mean, that's kind of funny, but an AR-15 is typically used for range activities. It's the most popular gun in the entire country. There are more AR-15s.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The White House is encouraging people to be, quote, really careful when using period tracking apps and making online searches for reproductive care in states with stringent abortion restrictions. Jen Klain, Director of White House Gender Policy.
I wouldn't say we're directing people, but I think people should be really careful about that. And one of the things that HHS did just last week was, as part of this website and also made public in other ways, is literal instructions, practical instructions of how to delete certain apps that are on your phone so that if you want to protect yourself, you have the ability to do that.
13 U.S. states have so-called trigger laws that would immediately ban abortion, and more states will ban or restrict abortions in the coming months. This is USA Radio News.
Flags at the White House will be held at half staff.
Flags at the White House are flying at half staff in order of the late Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. President Biden issuing a proclamation saying flags at other locations, including all military posts, shall remain at half staff until sunset on Sunday. In a previous statement, Biden described himself as stunned, outraged, and deeply saddened. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Former President Donald Trump must hand over financial records to a congressional committee investigating his potential conflicts of interest. A Washington appeals court ruled that the House Oversight Committee can obtain, among other things, documents related to payments made by government officials to Trump hotels. The ruling follows a long legal battle between the committee and the former president. This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Back to the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in talk radio, courtesy of the charts that are prepared every week by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Find the list at talkers.com or good day. Excuse me.
Uh-oh. Those allergies.
Good heavens. Oh, my God. Yeah,
do I want to bless you or say, are you okay? Which one?
Lord, bless me and keep me, yes. Excuse me. Talk amongst yourselves, girls, for a second.
Boy. It has been bad, though, with the allergies. I know everybody that I talk to is like, it's now a year-long allergy season rather than just a few months of the year. Everybody's popping Zyrtec.
Well, at the beginning of the season, wasn't so bad for me. I didn't normally. I get it starting in April, and it didn't bother me until really the end of May. Excuse me, so...
It's all something different. It all depends on where we are. Like, I have more winter allergies, which I've noticed. So there must be something that happens around me in the January, February.
Are you allergic to dust mites? I know dust mites are really prevalent, in the winter.
I don't know. I went through allergy testing, and there's not a lot that I'm not allergic to, according to the allergy testing. So.
Uh-huh. There you go. All right, Joe Biden's number one on the people list, pretty
I'm
much
allergic
as
to him, by the way.
Usually, I know. I know. And when he comes around, Jennifer starts sneezing. Ka-chooey! So the Democrats are trying to revive pieces of his domestic policy, including taxing the bad, high, all those people that have money. Let's go get them. They're the bad guys. And so we have, there are some people that have a lot of money that are bad guys, but generally speaking, just go after them. Or to put the thought in the average person's mind that because they have made money or they have money, they're bad, is a very sick position. Very damaging to the culture and the mores and the standards of our country, frankly.
You know, it's easy. And so, I can correlate this with kind of the issue of gun violence. It is easy to go after the guns. It is not easy to talk about people and mental illness and the stuff that causes people to turn into evil human beings that open fire on people. It's easier to go after rich people than it is to really figure out how to cut spending and start running this country more responsibly.
Do you know how much waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse there is in the government? If you look at take a dollar bill out of your wallet and just look at it for a second.
Cut it into three quarters.
Cut it into three pieces. Yeah, exactly. And a third of that goes to pay the interest on the loans. A third of it goes to government programs, welfare, et cetera, et cetera. And a third of it is corruption, fraud. This has been something that has been in the public zone for years. I think the first time I talked about it was probably 10, 12 years ago when the government accounting office itself, this is the government looking at the government, and the Defense Department budget at the time, it's been hovering around $700 billion for the last 4, 5, 6 years. And the government accounting office, in looking at the way they run their procurement policies, says for $460 billion, you get the same as we now spend $700 on if you eliminate the waste, the fraud, the corruption, and the abuses that are part of the way they bid things, no-bid contracts, and all this other stuff. It is incredible. And we sit like chumps and take it. And meanwhile, you have people like Biden trying to tell and others who are going to say, we've got to make up the shortfall. You bozos, you're going to make up the shortfall by running things the way the public expects you to run them, not by taking money away from people who are, for the most part, the reason that people have jobs is because people have money to invest in companies so that they grow. I mean, it's a how difficult a concept is that to understand? All right, I'm off on a toot. Let me go back to Biden in awarding the Presidential Medal of Freedom to 17 people. Simone Biles was one of them. Who else? Anybody paying attention to that list of the people who
got there? Yeah, Washington. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Elon Musk, who's number 10 on the people list this week, planning to file a lawsuit to end his deal to buy This is actually amusing. Don't you find this kind of amusing? I want to buy it because I want to straighten it out. And then he realizes, maybe I can't straighten it out. Huh?
It's a mess.
Yeah, it is a mess.
And you also saw, you know, he got a little heat this week because he just had twins, which brings, I think, his total of kids to 9 or 10.
Who's the mother?
Apparently he and Nick Cannon are trying to compete with each other. Who can have the most babies in a decade.
We should have a celebrity softball game.
Yeah, with the kids of the start. They can be the coaches, and then the kids can be the players on the team. How many different wives or women has he had these children
multiples,
with?
Multiples. Yeah. But he sent out a tweet to something to the effect of, you know, the greatest threat to our planet is population increase. He's like, I'm doing my part to make sure that doesn't happen.
Do as I say, not as I do.
There you go. Perfect. All right. Anyway, and kind of bopping back into the number one story this week, the shootings, gun stuff. There's a bodega worker who's been who apparently stabbed somebody, and he was charged with murder the other day. He stabbed a customer after the customer came around the counter and attacked him because he didn't have the right bag of chips.
No, it's sad to say that this was all over chips. A woman came in with her child, didn't have enough money for the chips, and something, I can't remember, she tried to steal and he caught her, told her put it back or whatever, but she leaves, she comes back with the guy who ended up getting stabbed, and he's threatening. There's surveillance video that he pushes the bodega worker into some shelving, and it got really hostile really quick, and the bodega worker grabs a knife that he happened to have handy because it's used to open boxes, and he fended for his life. So he's being charged with murder, and we'll see what the jury says once the hearings officially start, if it was self-defense and if charges are dropped or not.
I just find, what's a bodega? I hear that term all the time.
A fancy market.
A convenience store.
Yeah.
Really? So like a 7-Eleven, is it bodega?
No, it's a 7-Eleven. Bodega's fancier.
It is. Yeah, all right. Anyway, there's that kind of stuff. I just saw that as an example of what we're talking about. Number six this week, the war in Ukraine. What's going on? There's one step forward, two steps back. What are the Russians doing? And then there is the Brittany Griner thing, trying to understand why it was she pled guilty. Apparently there was a deal. I don't understand this because I don't understand Russian law. But could she go to jail? And does this make it easier for Biden to negotiate her? There's a lot of questions with this, and I don't know that we got a whole lot of answers to it. Very confusing. I find it that way. What about it, ladies?
Well, she is. Let's be honest. She had oil
grass
that contained marijuana. Yeah,
yeah, right.
And a vape pen, and she did have that on her. So technically, she broke the law. She was guilty, but it's a matter of she wasn't trying to. She wasn't a drug dealer. She wasn't trying to distribute or anything like that. So she even said to the judge, she pled guilty, but she said that there was no malice. She was not trying to break the law or anything like that. But now that she has said that she is guilty of what she did, she acknowledges that they can move forward to the next steps rather than prolonging these hearings and deliberations.
Which is 10 years in prison, FYI.
She could be facing a decade if we don't bring her back.
Well, but
what do you do? I mean, I don't defend the Biden administration very often, but like, what do you do? How are you going to negotiate with Russia? They want some bad dude back for Brittany Griner. So like, if we do some sort of prisoner swap, I don't know. A lot of people are saying they should, you know, she needs to come home. I agree, but like, how do you get her home? It's a tough one.
What's going on in the UK? Boris Johnson is on the list, and so is the situation. The resignation is number 5 this week. Let's talk about that right after these words. The story list now from Talkers Magazine. Every week we try to put things into perspective as we sort of zig and zag, jig and jog, if you will, between the stories, not necessarily in order in our discussions, but this is the order in which Talkers has put the stories together, order of importance. At number 10, big tech and social media. Number 9, immigration problems. Number 8, COVID. Number 7, abortion. Number 6, the war. And when I say that, we all know what I'm talking about. Number 5, Boris Johnson and his resignation. Number 4, the economy. Number 3, politics and primaries. Number 2, January 6th, and the committee still doing its work with some high-level conversation about Cassidy Hutchinson, in fact. And number 1 this week are all of the violence, the guns, that issue which goes on over and over and over again. So there they are, the top 10 stories from Talkers at Talkers.com and TalkRadioCountdownShow.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others, you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Time for a visit from the star of the show. You probably don't remember this, Elizabeth. There was a TV show called Star of the Day. Star of the Day, who will it be? In this case, Serenade for Elizabeth Miller.
You have such a beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you. Calitrin is the focus, not my singing. Elizabeth is one of the counselors at Calitrin that is in the know and helps so many people who are trying to figure out what to do.
We do get a lot of the same questions over and over again. The number one question we get is, can I take this if I'm on this medication? The answer is always yes. It does not interfere or affect with any medication at all whatsoever. 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Or again, you can go to toploss.com.
And use the discount code Doug when you check out for that free shipping. Calitrin info at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On the people list from Talkers Magazine this week, these are the featured items, the featured people. Elon Musk at number 10. Apparently he wants to duck out of the
conversation with the folks at Twitter. Number nine, Jalen Walker and his death. Vladimir Putin and all the deaths he's causing at number eight. Clarence Thomas, number seven. Ron DeSantis is number six. Donald Trump is five. Cassidy Hutchinson is number four still. Number three is Liz Cheney. Robert Crimo is number two on the list, and Joe Biden is number one. I guess in going back to number six, the two foremost are, some people think, the four runners, potential candidates to be running against each other, the governor of the state of Florida, Ron DeSantis, versus the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, in the next presidential sweepstakes. Who knows? I'm Doug Steffen. All right, 45 after the hour now. The situation in the United Kingdom, which isn't so united anymore. I don't know why they call it the UK, because it's the, after Brexit, they aren't united at all. Meanwhile, Boris gets in the neck this week. He's not resigning until there is a successor. So there's been a lot of conflict or conflicted stories. He resigned. He's leaving today. He's leaving in this fall. Yada, yada, yada.
He's tricky, though. You got to watch, because what he said is that he's leaving as the head of the Conservative Party. So now there's this long, drawn-out process. And you know, like, the parliamentary law is, to me, like wrestling. I mean, there's just, mm-hmm. You think our system's crazy. Their system is nuts. And so they have to, like, narrow it down to two, and then certain people vote, and then other people have to vote. Like, it's this long, convoluted process. And I was listening to Piers Morgan say that he thinks that maybe this is a tactic of Boris Johnson, who is very good at surviving, and he says that maybe this is his way of trying to see if he can make things change or if he can figure things out, where he would allow all that infighting and then maybe still be there as prime minister.
You're listening to Piers Morgan? Why is he doing
his commentary? I mean, I figured he would know more than I would. He lives there, at least.
I wouldn't count on that. I think that's a stretch. Thanks very much. All right, so the let's see. Where are we with abortion rights? Number seven on the story list. There's a couple of examples of abortion clinics in Louisiana staying open. Louisiana is kind of a tricky place because they seem to have conflicting rules. One judge says one thing, another judge says another thing. And one of the things that I saw this week was the profile of a Shreveport clinic that is still serving women. And that means that a lot of women, for example, some Texas women went over to this clinic to get their services. And I don't know what that caused it. Now the judges, it's just ridiculous. We back and forth, and judges, and how this is what
you can consider.
Well, it's confusing because they all take different points of view based on one law or another law or precedent or whatever. So what's new, Jennifer?
The new thing is that Biden on Friday signs an executive order that's going to protect abortion access, even though the court overturned Roe v. Wade. And so he's gotten a lot of pressure from his own party to be more aggressive when this comes to abortion. And now this is going to probably just muck it up because the court's already ruled on it, which means there are going to be legal challenges against his directive. And I guess he's going to do things like direct the DHS to take action to protect access to abortion medication, emergency medical care, contraception. He's going to try to get patient privacy and digital surveillance stuff. So there's going to be some items in this executive order we'll learn more about that that are going to try to silence his critics who say he's just not acting.
Well, the other side to all of this is the need for women to have some closure. And the Democrats, I thought it was interesting. I saw a study of this on a PBS story regarding the Democrats and whether they had the votes to codify Roe v. Wade, and they didn't do it.
Right.
Yeah, they didn't do it. So who do they? They have nothing to blame but themselves. Under the circumstances, right?
If you were, that was one of the main promises. If you were a member of Obama's presidency in 2008 when he was running, he said, I will codify Roe. And then when he got into office and had a supermajority still, he said, well, this is a legislative thing. It's not me. So, you know, even during that time, as recently as 2008, we could have done it.
Anyway, that's one of the most frustrating things that we have to talk about. And I steer clear of it most of the time on the Doug Stephan Good Day program because it doesn't go anywhere. It's like capital punishment. No matter what is happening in real life, you don't change people in their point of view on this kind of stuff. Jennifer Horn from KRLA in Los Angeles here with Jay Kirshner and Doug Stephan from the Good Day program, overviewing what's going on in the world of news talk radio with a list from Talkers Magazine. 10 before the hour.
Have you set aside a supply of food for the potential food shortages about to happen? If you could buy one superfood that would support your energy, immunity, tissue repair, healing, detoxification, and have anti-inflammatory effects, would you be interested? There is one product that confers all of these benefits, and it is called Green Meadow Whey. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold, sterilized, non-denatured, frequency-encoded whey protein powder on the market. When you add some flax oil to your whey protein drink, then Green Meadow Whey becomes a complete meal, addressing the amino acid and fatty acid requirements of the body. Each scoop of Green Meadow Whey supplies your body with 24 grams of an easy-to-digest protein. Green Meadow Whey's shelf life is indefinite when kept free of moisture. A 5-pound bag of Green Meadow Whey lasts 76 days at one scoop per day. For a convenient and powerfully nourishing storable food, consider Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We're counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Stephan, now with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, professor of law at Bentley University and the founder of Scamicide. Scamicide.com is a website that's dedicated to helping you make sure you don't step in it. that's the legal technical term. Don't step in it. All right, so you had some examples of things that were going on this week. You want to recount some of the things that have come to your attention that you want to make sure you bring to our listeners' attention?
Yeah, because I want to give them a warning that I really haven't seen in much of the media, and that is about Amazon Prime Day. Amazon Prime Day is a huge day on Amazon where there are all kinds of discounts for Amazon Prime members. And, I mean, if people used Amazon before the pandemic, since the pandemic started, it's gone crazy and through the roof. So this year, July 12th and 13th are going to be Amazon Prime Day, and those sales will be there. However, anything popular with people is always popular with the scammers. And interestingly enough, the business model for some of the cyber criminal geniuses who create some of these amazing malware is that they don't just do it themselves. They go on the dark web, that part of the internet where the bad guys buy and sell goods and services. So there's a guy who goes by the alias Devil Scream, and he's created a software kit called 16 Shop. Now, what this does is he's leasing this. This malware can create official looking emails that look like they're coming from Amazon. And so it'll come with what looks like an Amazon login page. If you log in, give your credentials, you've just turned over your credit card to the bad guys. So the lesson here is, you know, trust me, you can't trust anyone. Whenever you get an email or a text message or a phone call, you really can't be sure, no matter how good it looks. And some of these criminals can make them look really good, whether it's legitimate or not. So if you're going to, if you're going to buy things on Amazon Prime Day, go directly to Amazon. Don't go to a link that you get in an email or a text message. You do that and you use your credit card. You don't use your debit card. Your debit card doesn't give you the protection from fraud that a credit card will. But if you do that, you'll be safe.
Same can be said for those who are our age, your age, my age, that are always getting things from the AARP. I've seen more stuff, more scams, more frauds that supposedly are coming under the auspices of AARP, but it's not AARP.org, it's AARP something else, and people get suckered into that. I can, those things, I see two or three of those damn things every day. You?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, there's some scams now, you know, from the IRS. But if you look, it's not going to be IRS.com. It's going to be IRS.gov. But you just can't, you can't trust any kind of an email, when you, as far as where it comes from. Now, you talked about recognizing the email address. When you get it with a text message, it makes it even more difficult because,
right.
With your text message, you can't tell where it's really coming from, and they have this thing called spoofing where they can make the phone look like whatever they want it to. And even if you get your email on your phone, you don't see the actual address that it's coming from. So you never give out personal information or pay anything in response to an email or a text message or a phone call unless you absolutely confirm it.
Yeah, it really is pretty amazing what how clever. You know, we talk about the modern age. When you and I were kids, we used pencil and paper, and we knew how to write. And I know we sound like a couple of old curmudgeons, but the reality is that all of these quote-unquote advances are, in many circumstances, a scourge on humanity. It's given people a whole new way. Are there scams in the history of mankind that have been notable? Of course, people are always getting there. There's always somebody who's going to try to figure out how to take your money from you one way or another. But under the circumstance, it seems to have become so easy. And people are duller today. They don't question as much as we used to. Maybe they're not as cynical. Maybe cynicism helps here, Steve. What do you think?
Well, it does, and actually you hit on a thing why one of the main reasons that many seniors are targeted for scams. You know, on the one hand, they once asked Willie Sutton, a famous bank robber, why he robbed banks, and he said, because that's where the money is. Yeah, but the other thing is skepticism, and there were studies done at Cornell and the University of Iowa that showed as we age, a part of our brain that deals with skepticism becomes less viable, so we are more trusting. But, of course, that doesn't explain why the millennials are more trusting and they get scammed as much as the seniors.
Yeah, well, they become dull because of all of the devices. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.